time you read about it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more. Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
Okay, buy or sell time. And I figured, in honor of Super Bowl Sunday, we are going to just do, are we buying this as far as like prop bets go? So Angel's going to be on the lookout for stuff. We're going to do a bunch. I brought Tanner Schwint in here, co-host of Good Morning NoCo, guy who's trying to change the way we sports. Welcome into the show.
Change the way we sports?
You're trying to change all, you want the Super Bowl on
Saturday,
Mother's
baby.
Day, and you want Major League Baseball on Tuesdays, and I don't remember. Half your takes are just so bizarre.
Move the Super Bowl to Saturday or give us the Monday off.
That's dumb. You're a talk show host. You should be on one to talk about it. First one.
Then move it to Saturday.
No. Tanner Schwint's coming in.
I am here already.
Prop bets. What do we got? What do you got for me, Angel?
Length of the national anthem in seconds, over under 87 and a half seconds.
87 and a half seconds. Are we buying or selling that it's 87 and a half?
2 minutes and 27 seconds.
Are we buying or selling that it's over?
Did I do that right? What did you say?
87 and a half.
Be a minute.
Just under a minute and a half.
Oh. The anthem,
just 139 minutes.
It's never that short.
So it's over. You're buying the over there.
A minute and a half is quite a long time in terms of audio.
That's pretty long. Yeah. Is it going over that?
I'm going to say under.
Under?
You know how I am about the unders.
You're taking the unders. Angel's careful.
Bold.
Tanner? Over or under? Are you buying or selling?
87 and a half. That's 3 seconds under the line I'm finding at 90 and a half. Reba, last year it went under. I thought Chris Stapleton was definitely going over. He likes to wail in agony like he's been stabbed. Thought it was definitely going over. It went under. Let's stick with the trend. No, I'm going to buck the trend, and I'm buying the over.
You're buying the over?
Reba's going to go over.
She's a TV show? She had a TV show called Reba. Is that how she's famous?
Don't.
They just pulled a TV show host in to sing?
Don't.
No?
Reba's one of the... Don't.
One of the... Oh, I didn't, get that memo.
One of the goats.
Yeah, she's going to do her country music thing where it's like, yodelay hee hoo, yodelay hee hoo. It'll be over. I'm buying the over. Buying that. What else we got?
Coin toss result. Heads or tails?
Oh, heads for sure. 100%. I'm buying heads.
I'm selling heads.
Sounds bad. Like you're a murderer or something.
I'm selling heads. Tails never fails. That thing's coming up. Tails.
Angel?
I'm gonna say tails.
Wow. That is controversial. I don't understand. What are you looking at? You got one?
I've got, yeah. A 60-plus yard field goal to be scored.
Oh, I'm selling that, right? I'm selling that.
The only way I see that happening is if it's like the end of the half. The Niners won't try it. They have no trust in their kicker. Plus
60-yard field goal?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah?
You're going to say it does? $100 will win you $3,500
Angel.
On that, Angel.
Well, I mean, the Niners have been playing outside. Wind differential. It's inside. It's in a dome, so there's no wind. So I'm going to say you
how
have
much
more
would,
confidence to kick a field goal.
How much would $1 get me?
$35.
Sounds like an amazing thing.
Got a couple more if you want them.
Yeah. I want more.
Either quarterback. To catch a pass from any player.
No, they're not Lamar Jackson. Nobody on this field is Lamar Jackson, so no, that's not happening.
I'm going to buy that at plus 2,400.
Did they do a little trickeration?
I think Andy Reid gets in his bag in his last game ever as the Chiefs head coach.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think that Patrick Mahomes catches a pass.
No way. Angel?
Jersey number of the first touchdown scorer, odd or even?
I hate this one because I bet this one every year and I've never got this right. I'm going odd. I think it's going to be Travis Kelce. So I'm going to go odd.
Is it a touchdown pass?
No, that,
just, no, just a touchdown?
Whoever scores it, whatever their number is.
C-Max 23-2.
Oh, he's 23.
Why was 18. Ayuk is 11.
Ooh, I'm going odd. Going odd. Yeah.
Is that? Do you have the odds pulled up? What is the odds on that? Do you have that by chance?
Oh, this is just a party prop.
Oh, okay.
Paper here. First accepted penalty will be against
will be against San Francisco.
It will be against Kansas City for holding after Nick Bosa trying to tear Patrick Mahomes' head off.
I'm going to say Kansas City for a left tackle early kick.
They're not calling penalties on the Chiefs.
It's going to go back to week one when they had that?
Oh, the false start.
The false start.
Yeah, when he was kicking off the line too quick. All right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Angels going deep on that one. All right. What else? What else you got? You got something interesting, Tanner?
You've already said no, but any quarterback to score a receiving touchdown, you don't think
I think they will.
Yeah, not catch a pass, but will. Any player to record 506-plus passing yards?
Any player to record 500?
And 6-plus passing yards.
No. Who did that?
$1 wins you 180 on that one, Brady.
Who? That's not possible.
These are the long shots.
That's not possible. Angel, something realistic.
Christian McCaffrey to throw a pass. Plus 1,100.
Yeah, I'm selling that.
See, I could see that being a trick play. And he was bad, though, wasn't he? The one time he threw a pass, wasn't it awful?
I mean, it's Shanahan McCaffrey in the Super Bowl. You kind of expect something like that.
Let me buy that. Christian McCaffrey throwing a pass.
Christian McCaffrey and Travis Kelce to combine for 10-plus receptions in the first half. I like this at plus 900.
Yeah.
I like this. I'm going to buy that.
You buying that, Angel? 10-plus between the two in the first half.
No.
You selling that?
I'm going to buy it. I actually think it's going to be an offensive shootout, and part of that's going to be Christian McCaffrey and Travis Kelce heavily involved in everything, so I'm going to buy it.
Lil Jon will appear with Usher at halftime.
By
translation.
Take.
Is he the guy?
Biggest song was Yeah.
He's the guy that goes, yeah.
Why are you saying yeah?
It's how it sounds.
It's yeah.
Yeah. It's how it sounds.
Usher is definitely bringing Lil Jon.
Yeah,
mortgage your future on that.
You buying that, Angel?
Yes.
What about, is Taylor Swift going to be on stage? What if she flies in and hits the stage and does a song? Does that one about where she got her heart broken?
No.
You know?
I don't want her anywhere.
She flies in.
Stay up in your sweet booth and this.
She rides in on a dragon, then plays a song.
I don't think that's her style.
Be cool, though.
What team will score the longest touchdown?
Niners.
Chiefs. Because the Chiefs are going to be scoring a lot of touchdowns, as well as the Niners.
The Niners are heavily favored in that. So Angel's on the side of the books on that one.
Okay. Got any more?
Will there be a successful two-point conversion attempt?
I'm selling it. I think we stay by the book here.
I'll go with you on that.
Angel?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Game goes to overtime.
No. I hope so, but no.
There's one for will the game go to double overtime?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Has a Super Bowl ever gone to overtime?
Yes. Which one was it? Angel's looking, and I'm going to look as well.
Yes. Patriots Falcons.
I thought there was one there, but
Angel's looking. I'm going to look as well. Thanks, Tanner.
Buying or selling that the result of the first punt will be a fair catch? Buy that it's going to be a fair catch or sell that it's going to be a fair catch? I love these. I'm going to waste so much money on Sunday. It's unbelievable, dude. I haven't even had a drink yet today, and I'm like, give me everything.
First punt will be a fair catch. Yeah, I'll buy
you're
that.
You're buying that?
Yeah. Angel?
First punt to be a fair catch, you buying or selling?
I'd buy it.
Tanner, you are buying
that? I'm going to buy that as well.
Okay.
That is plus 210. So $100 on that wins you $210.
Wow. Do we have any more, or are we done?
What team ends up with the most sacks?
That's definitely the San Francisco 49ers.
Coverage sacks for Kansas City, though, maybe.
No.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
They get to them. I don't think there's going to be a lot of sacks, but I think
they'll get to Mahomes.
I think they get to him a couple of times, and I think the Chiefs might put pressure on Purdy, but I don't know that they'll get a lot of sacks. That is just off the cuff. All right.
Buyer. Oh,
one more.
Okay,
Angel,
one more.
Or Tanner. I just like calling you Angel sometimes.
Because we're both looking stuff up.
Yep.
As previously stated. Buy or sell. Both teams to score one rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown in each half. So that would be a combined four touchdowns per team. So eight total touchdowns.
But they one has to score two, the other has to score two?
So, yeah, each team to rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown in each half.
Yeah, I'm sticking by this. I think it's going to be a bloodbath, man, as far as points. So I'm going to buy it.
I'm going to say no.
I think I'm going to sell that as well.
Are you buying the over 47.5?
Hammering the over.
Is that what it is still?
Yeah.
Hasn't changed much.
Right around there.
I think I'm going to go right under.
You're going to go under. Angel's the under guy. You're the over guy.
Yeah, never bet unders.
I bet over. Every time I bet under, it messes me up. So
yeah, I don't want to root for bad games.
Well, it could be a good game if it's like 21-17.
27-24, that's a pretty good game.
That's a boring game still.
No, yeah. That's a good game.
Still a boring game. All right, last one. Second last one.
The music's not going, though.
Sorry. But I'm in the prop world now.
It's okay.
Will the two-minute warning be at exactly 2 minutes on the clock in the first half? Or will it be a minute 57? Will it be... What will it be?
It'll be at exactly 2 minutes. Because whoever has the ball at that point will let it go down to 2 minutes, and then we will break.
I agree.
I agree with that.
Good. Yeah. Look at us go. This should be a lot of fun.
Got a text here. A wise man once said... let me read this. Maybe it's not a wise man sending the text. I know it's not, Derbs. A wise man once said, it's always under... until it's over.
Mm-hmm. That's actually very true. There's been studies on that.
That's,
you know,
pretty talented. Will both teams use all timeouts? Both halves.
No.
That was one of the props that won me the most money ever in my life. The Chiefs and 49ers, Chiefs and Buccaneers. Kansas City
burned through the timeouts.
Done in that game. They just start calling timeouts, and for what reason? I don't know. But thank you.
Do you think they use all their timeouts?
No, I think they'll both have one going into halftime.
Okay.
All right. I'm curious. Okay. Dude, sorry.
You're finding a lot of these.
Shouldn't have brought me in. Well, a lot of them just in my brain. What color will the Gatorade be?
Orange is what people are leaning on right now.
There's a guy on social media that started posing as an eighth grade student and started DMing all of the Chiefs players saying, hey, if we correctly guess the color of the Gatorade, we don't have to take our math test on Monday. Fired it off to every single one of the players.
That's pretty good.
In there. I think it's going to be...
So did they respond?
No, they responded.
Why wouldn't it be red Gatorade? They're all red.
I don't think red's a bad bet.
Red's a popular flavor.
I like red Gatorade. Red Gatorade's...
Okay. I'm going with red. I'm going to ride with you on red. I like that.
White
Gatorade is the best Gatorade, though, by the way. Love the white.
I don't know about that. I like yellow, just the old school yellow. Yeah, that's tradition. The traditional one, the old one. 19 minutes after the hour, let's talk some more Super Bowl. Super Bowl 58. Who has the edge in this one? We'll discuss on the other side. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
To speed with the Rams with the Isaiah Stevens Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
What's up, hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
It's crazy to see Creed making a comeback like this. Not like the band's getting back together or anything, but people like your age, Angel, starting to get into some Creed, man. Proud of you.
I mean, you grew up with this.
I love...
This was stuff that was on the radio, just driving around town. And
Creed, you grew up with it?
I didn't grow up listening to it, but, you know, there's a few songs that you just heard a lot.
Well, they played at the Super Bowl, right?
They did. Or they did a Thanksgiving halftime.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
In Dallas, and it was... Man.
Creed is something else, man. Their first album's a little darker. Obviously, it's a Christian band, but kind of darker. But then they started doing stuff like that. It's like I loved them, couldn't stand them, okay with them. Now I'm like, dude, I just want to listen to Creed. And it's like, I kind of like it, but it's also just over the top that it's good, you know?
They've been making the rounds in memes a lot. And like, people will use that song higher because it's very memey.
So it's very memey. No, yeah, it absolutely is.
Definitely, it's getting more popular.
Yeah, it's funny to me. I'd love to see them at halftime. That'd be the only one.
I think the world would go nuts if Creed did halftime.
Well, and the reason I say that is because, like, they're so bad, they're good. They're so good, they're bad in many ways. I don't know if that makes any sense, if that does.
They're pretty solid.
Yeah, but, like, the lead singer, there's R's and words that aren't supposed to be there, and the way he kind of enunciates, it's just very much over the top. You know, like, go back and listen to, one of the very first, the very first album, and it's like, oh, gosh, I can't think of some of the words. Okay, it's like, no, I got nothing, I can't think of it. But it's just putting R's in everything. It's just weird. But then I loved them, couldn't stand them, kind of in on them again. So corny, they're good, or it's bad, but good. So bad that they're kind of good. And that's Creed. Yeah, it'd be cool to see them at the Super Bowl, but I still stand by my halftime hate. Halftime musical act hate. Just never going to change my mind. I got to stay consistent.
Yeah, they have that kind of weird 2000s.
Oh, rock. 2000s, everybody just made up words. You know, they all grew up listening to Metallica, so they just did what he did, you know, where he would just say, like,
they didn't want to scream.
Yeah, didn't want to scream, so they just make up words.
Noises,
and then they'd put R's in certain words. You know, kern you. It's like kern you take, not can you. It's kern you take. It's like they're Australian or something, the way they pronounce the R's. I don't know. It's crazy. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. When you look at this matchup this week, this weekend, obviously, You have the obvious things. When you look at Patrick Mahomes, you look at Brock Purdy. We're going to be really focused in. Two guys doing things in a totally different way. Brock Purdy is the third youngest quarterback ever to start a Super Bowl. 24 years old. And he can do something that nobody's ever done being that age. Being Mr. Irrelevant, the final pick of the 2022 draft. Now he's in the Super Bowl. I mean, like I said, don't overlook that story. I don't know why that story's not giving me more goosebumps. I like him as a guy, like a person. He seems like he does the right things. He's a man of faith, and I'm certainly into that. So on paper, it's like, dude, this is the story. This is the from rags to riches. This is from, not rags to riches, because I think his dad was like a pro baseball player, but from zero to hero, Mr. Irrelevant, that number. Nobody does anything with that. And here's Brock Purdy doing something with that. Regardless of how his career and his story ends in the NFL, this is a phenomenal thing. Getting to this level with this football team and getting to the Super Bowl, that's a heck of a story, no matter what. So then, you know, he's been weird in the playoffs, though, these playoffs. He struggled at times throughout these games. Who was it? Green Bay and then Detroit. He had his struggles in those games, but he also had comeback wins, and he led his team down, and he looked very, very efficient in those ways. That's what I would be concerned about if I were a Niners fan, though, is, hey, you can't mess around with this Chiefs team, specifically this year, because if you get down and it takes a comeback, that Chiefs secondary is so good, so stingy, that you're not going to break off a lot of chunk. And I know they have a lot of talent, but I think it would be difficult to break off a lot of chunk plays and move down the field quickly, especially if you find yourself down by like two scores.
Yeah, I think you're going to, you know, we talked about a few weeks ago about how different teams in the playoffs tried to run the ball against Kansas City. Buffalo was really the only one that had a lot of success against them.
Yeah.
And now you're going up against the best running back in football other than Lamar Jackson. So.
Yeah. Don't be like, yeah, Angel. You've been hanging around with Tanner too much.
He's got his MVP. He'd be happy.
That's right. And Joe Flacco got the comeback player of the year. How about that?
He come back from not playing?
Yeah, he came back from his couch. I'm cool with that. Don't do what Baltimore did, which is say, hey, we're really good at running the ball. Let's not. If I'm San Francisco, I don't care if Christian runs five times for negative 1 yard. I'm keep running the ball. Keep feeding him.
Yeah, I think San Francisco operates best when they're a balanced offense, when they're not forcing Brock Purdy to, hey, I need you got we got to have a drive here, and I need it to be seven passes and two runs. I think you're going to lean on McCaffrey a lot. Juszczyk is a very good fullback that they use in different ways. So keeping it balanced and keeping that Kansas City offense off the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if I'm San Francisco, that's what I'm really focusing on. Because now you're getting Patrick Mahomes at a very dangerous time. You don't want him on the field. He was, I don't want to say he sacrificed stats this year, but he was totally okay with, I'm going to roll out, I don't say anything. Maybe if we would have taken a chance in the years prior, instead he throws it out of bounds, they settle for a punt, because they trusted that defense to win them a lot of football games this year. So he changed a little bit of how he played. Not so much in the playoffs. The Baltimore game was weird. They won 17-10. It felt like they won 28-10 or something like that. But Mahomes has turned it up a notch in the playoffs. So you look at his numbers, 528 yards and five touchdowns in these playoffs. No interceptions. So if I'm San Francisco, again, for so many reasons, I'm sticking with the run. Run, run, run. Now, oh, go ahead, Angel.
Is the Niners' defense getting overlooked?
Maybe. I mean, Nick Bosa is a freak of nature, and Warner's a freak of nature. Like, those are phenomenal players right there.
Chase Young, too.
Chase Young, yes. And you have to look at this, too. With the Chiefs, Joe Thuney being out, likely not playing in this game, is that going to really set up a big day? I mean, that's their left guard, I believe. Mm-hmm. That's going to weaken the whole chain there. So will that impact Nick Bosa even more? I know he's not going against Thuney, but he would be going. That tackle, that left tackle, is going to have to be a little bit stronger on that left side of on that side of the field.
Yeah, I think I trust the Niners' defensive line to get more pressure and more sacks than the Chiefs going against Niners' O-line, which is one of the best in football.
Well, and you have Juwan Taylor, the right tackle, and for the Chiefs. And Donovan Smith right now, they've been called for offensive holding a league high 36 times in the regular season. Taylor is tied for the most with 8, and Donovan Smith has 4. So as a team, they were called 36 times for holding. Those two guys certainly had their share of holds.
But do they get called in the Super Bowl?
Well, if the fix is in, Angel, probably not. You know, probably not. Injuries in this game for the Chiefs. As we said, Thuney, you got Jerick McKinnon's out. George Kittle was reported at the beginning of the week with having some discomfort in his toe, but he is expected to play. But I don't know if that's something to watch out for.
He's a tough guy.
There's no way that guy's not playing. He could rip his toe off, and he'll figure out a way to play. That guy's motivated.
Clay Matthews played without a thumb one time. So
I liked Kittle at the beginning of the game when they were getting smoked by Detroit. They caught him on camera saying, and audio and all that stuff mic'd up. He was saying, I can't wait until the end of this game when I get to say to everybody, yeah, they had us at the beginning, but we got them at the end. He's like, I can't wait to do that. Like, he did say this. It was before the game.
I mean, it's good to rehearse your dialogue.
No, you think it was part of the script again?
Of course he knew. Of course. Everyone, it was a great,
that probably,
Detroit's on a run. They're going to go all the way. It's a great, oh no, it's not a great story. It's back to what we all thought it was going to be.
That all just feeds into your,
it does.
It didn't feed into it though, because the Ravens aren't in. It doesn't feed into your color wheel.
Well, that was done. Once that was done, like, that's,
well,
it. But, like,
to be fair, they didn't make the color, the Super
Bowl
logo.
Was made in, like, February of last year.
Right. And
I
that
think
was,
the Swift stuff,
yeah,
changed a lot.
Yeah, we're getting,
they had
somewhere.
To go rework the script.
Yeah, we worked that. We can't do, rewrite, folks. Bring in the writers.
Taylor Swift, they would have been like, yeah, give us Niners Ravens. That's going to be a great Super Bowl. And then it's, wait, we got to capitalize on the Swifty stuff.
So when you're saying that there's writers for these scripts, so when Nick Foles and the Eagles won, was that when the writers were all on strike?
I think they really started going after, once they realized that Tom Brady was going to retire, that's when they started to realize, oh, we need to start working on this.
Oh, wait.
So when Mahomes and Brady had their big battle in the AFC Championship, Goodell went and got his script writer and said, hey, I want you guys to give me a couple of rough drafts the next few years while we wait for Brady to go. And when he's done, we need to make sure this guy is the king.
What are you doing this
weekend? Game of Thrones.
You're going out to
here.
Look for Bigfoot this weekend, Angel? Is that the plan?
Oh, not in the snow. Crazy.
San Francisco is making its eighth Super Bowl appearance, tied for second most ever. They're seeking its record-tying sixth championship. If they can get this, they'll jump up there with the Pats.
Pats and Steelers?
Steelers, right?
Wow. See, yeah. That's why I kind of want to root for that.
There's franchise greatness on the line here. Not just the Chiefs with Mahomes and Reed and Kelsey and dynasty talk. There's actual franchise greatness on the line here for San Francisco. They already are, but they would be officially top three. They would be one of the greatest franchise. They already are known as one of the greatest franchises, but this would really cement that.
No, I mean, I'm 25, and I feel like I've only seen the Patriots and Chiefs win it. Like, let me see something else. Let me see this great Niners legacy and, you know, put a capstone on John Lynch and Shanahan doing this miraculous turnaround.
Well, and we talked about this at the end of the show yesterday. If they don't do it, if San Francisco loses this game, now suddenly it's going to be Kyle Shanahan has these amazing teams that John Lynch is building but can't get them over the Super Bowl hump. And again, this goes back to how we evaluate people. You could see a guy like, Mike McCarthy continue to get chance after chance after chance, and then you'd go, Mike McCarthy compared to Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan's running circles around that guy, but he could be on the hot seat, even though he's going to Super Bowls, where Mike McCarthy's not as much on the hot seat, because if you're management, you go, dude, I'm giving you everything. I'm giving you everything that I possibly can. This is my best stuff. And you didn't capitalize on it.
Oh, I think since, you know, when they got to the Super Bowl a few years ago, you kind of felt, okay, we're the type of team that we can be here. Now we need to put the pieces around us to make sure we can get back. So that's signing Debo to a huge contract, trading for Christian McCaffrey, hitting a shot in the dark with Brock Purdy. And thank goodness it worked. But now you're in the position where we have the talent, we've got the running game, we've got the defense. You're losing coaches and coordinators every year, but you're still churning out success. We got to have a Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's a certain amount of pressure.
What are we doing?
Yeah, that's weird how it goes. It's weird how we do this, but you have to feel like you've put together one of the best rosters. I mean, this is one of the great rosters in the NFL, and if you lose on Sunday, it will be one of the greatest rosters that we just kind of forgot about.
Yep.
I mean, the Niners will still talk about them, I guess. But
I mean, that would be three Super Bowls that they've been to in the last 10 years.
It's gonna
as an organization and can't win it.
It's gonna be a lot like the Utah Jazz, man, in the 90s. Seriously, like those teams and Houston with Hakeem Olajuwon. Mm-hmm. Like we remember him, but like Clyde Drexler and the Blazers, like. We had a lot of phenomenal basketball players and teams in the early 90s, but for the most part, unless you're the local fan base, you don't talk about them. Nobody talks about John Stockton. Nobody talks about, Karl Malone for other reasons now. Nobody talks about those guys. Nobody talks about Hakeem Olajuwon anymore. I mean,
you see his name and you're like, who's that? An Olajuwon fella.
Yeah, like
he's on a lot of records, but he didn't do anything.
I watched him a lot. You know, I had basketball cards of the guy, but now he's not one of those that you hear Larry Bird's name all the time. You didn't watch him play basketball, but you hear it. Gary Payton, another stud. The Niners got to be very careful here because they're going to be in the wrong side of history where it's like, we've assembled the best cast here, but we didn't do anything with it. And that would be it, because this is about the Super Bowl. Giannis and Joel Embiid saying that this, you know, it's not considered a failed season if you don't win the championship is false. This is what it's about. This is what people pay money to go see their franchise build their team to the point where they can win a championship. That's what this is about. There is no second place. I mean, you can say it all you want, but there's a winner, there's a champion, and there's a loser of the Super Bowl. There's no second place.
Could we see if they don't win? Could we see a trend away from the Shanahan offense coaching tree kind of ideas?
No, I don't think so, because McVay's won one. Mm-hmm. Shanahan's won one. Or Shanahan's been to two and loses, but still. I don't.
So like, what if the offense doesn't do look good. Or do
doesn't look good in the playoffs, maybe.
People start saying, oh, I don't know about that Shanahan offense.
Once it gets to the playoffs, maybe it's no good. I mean, George Karl used to get, I'm doing a lot of basketball cross-references, but Karl used to get that kind of crap. It's like, your team's built for the regular season. Once you hit the playoffs, they don't know what to do. Half-court offense is non-existent for you guys. So is that something that the Niners start to feel? Okay, you're good enough to get the first round bye, so really all you got to do is win two games, and they beat the Packers, which, you know, we can all agree the Packers maybe aren't a world beater.
They're still early stages of building
Correct.
Out Jordan Love.
Yeah, and then Detroit, you were a favorite in that game, and you let Detroit just bully you around for three quarters, and then you were, well, I guess 2.5, and then you make your comeback. There will be some you go back to the Super Bowl when he was the offensive coordinator, when Kyle was. Yep. What happened there? You're not built to last? Is that what this is? It's crazy how we get into that conversation, though. You get that close, and the pressure is turning up. Not to say that they'd fire Kyle Shanahan, Monday morning. No, he's there next year, obviously, but there's going to be some serious, dude, we're giving you historically one of the better rosters the NFL has ever seen, and we have yet to do anything with it. Or all this is moot, and they find a way to beat the Chiefs and knock the Chiefs down for at least one more year. 40 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
How about this one? Chip Kelly resigns as the UCLA football coach, only to take the offensive coordinator job at Ohio State. Weird. I mean, that is, especially now, they're not in the same league now, aren't they? UCLA and Ohio. Wow. Did they ask, was this a forceful resignation? Like, you should resign, otherwise we're going to fire you. Going on with UCLA?
Maybe. I mean, I thought he was kind of turning things around there at UCLA.
I thought so, too.
I think it's more interesting with Ohio State that they had Bill O'Brien hired as the OC, and he has since taken a job at Boston College as the head coach.
Yeah, that's weird as well.
How is he getting a job? I don't know.
Boston College. I mean, that's where Steve Adazio was. Like 5 years ago. So, they'll take anyone.
Yeah, that's probably Bill O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. Chip Kelly was about a 500 record. 35-34 with the Bruins. But it was kind of a stagnant year, I guess, last year. But no, Chip.
I mean, you lose DTR, and you have to recruit against Lincoln Riley and USC. And yeah, that's interesting.
Dixon says, when you make your picks, can you let us know who the other staff members took? Who did they take? So you're going to make your pick.
They did the picks on the morning show. Kind of ran out of time.
Oh, they didn't make their picks?
I don't think so.
Tanner, who'd you pick? I don't know. I thought Brian told me earlier in the week he was taking Kansas City. But I don't know. Let me know. Staffers, somebody. Angel. Last chance of the season to get a Tay-Tay lead-in coming up soon.
Yeah. Tell me how to run the board.
Yeah, you look so sad. You did. Like, you just, your eyes dropped.
I'm just, like trying to think what song to play.
What song should we play? Mm-hmm. We got picks coming up.
Like,
final
old
picks.
Taylor or, like, last 10 years Taylor? There's a difference.
I would ask you to give me something good, but that doesn't exist.
I could
so.
Bring out some teardrops on my guitar.
No. Something that's like...
Love Story is probably my favorite.
Can we get something that's like... Does she sing anything that makes you motivated to like not, you know, cry? Like motivated to
Shake
do...
Shake it off. Shake it off.
To live
that
life?
That song's more annoying, though.
That's a dumb song. Just awful.
Yeah, she has... I have one.
Give me something.
I have one. Blank Space?
I don't know, man. I've heard the Shake It Off thing because it's like in every Walmart and Target
There's
you go into.
There's a from her Reputation album that are, they're a little more, she tried to win, she went a little rock with it.
Little Rock?
Arkansas.
Yeah. Should be a fun weekend, man. I'm really hoping that it's just going to be a great football game. Just an absolute awesome game. I hope the commercials are wonderful for you guys. I hope that, you know, Ursha is good for you if you're into that sort of thing. And then Little Wayne comes out to sing, yeah, and do all that stuff. Little John. Sorry.
Maybe I'm excited for
maybe
Usher.
Maybe Little Wayne will come out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I haven't listened to Usher in quite a while, but you know, he's another one of those artists I grew up listening to. So
there is supposed to be a surprise musical guest, right?
I suppose Rihanna didn't have one last year, so they may just kind of be bucking that trend, unless you count her pregnancy.
Yeah!
As a surprise, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. 50 feet in the air.
Yep. Wow, yeah, right? That was insane. You know, like my wife's like, I don't even want to drive when I'm pregnant. This woman's up on a platform over the entire world. 48 minutes after the hour. Angel, sadly, it has come to this. I will make my announcement that I am picking for the last time of the season. 48 minutes after the hour. All hinges on this. For an over 500 record in the playoffs is what I'm shooting for. It all comes down to San Francisco and Kansas City. We'll get to the picks coming up next. Are you ready for it? I was a robber. First time that he saw me. Stealing hearts and running off and never saying sorry.
Super Bowl 58 is on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Baby, now we got bad luck. You know it used to be bad luck. So take a look what you've
done. Cause baby, now we got bad luck. Hey, there you go, Dixon. That's for you. People listen to this? Man. What is that? Whoa, who's that guy?
Kendrick Lamar.
All right. The picks. It is time, Angel. Sadly, we have come to the end of the season. I make my final pick of the season. It's okay. It's over. And we phoned it in a while ago. Super Bowl 58. The Niners were woken up early this morning by a fire alarm, by the way. So their practice field's jacked up. People are pulling the fire alarm. George Kittle said, I got up 10 minutes, 18 minutes before I was supposed to get up. It was really bad. Okay. Yeah, maybe. So a lot of things are happening in this thing. Angel, before I go, where are you going with this? Niners are 1.5-point favorites.
I think these are two of the best teams in the NFL this year. Two more balanced teams. The legacy of the Chiefs on the line. The dynasty on the line. Niners, good offense, good defense, good coach. Underrated quarterback. Kind of riding the underdog. Give me the 49ers to win their sixth Super Bowl.
Do they cover do they win by two?
Of course.
They win by two or more. Okay, Angel's going with the Niners. I'm pretty sure Tanner said he was picking the Niners as well. Whew, this has been a tough one for me. Gone back and forth a little bit. Now, San Francisco's got everything going for him. Just everything. Concern is Brock Purdy. Is Kyle Shanahan seeing ghosts still? Said he's not worried about what happened those years ago in the Atlanta Super Bowl and the Patriots Super Bowl, but it's got to be back there somewhere. The Chiefs, on the other hand, it's, you know, the playoffs have been better, but for the most part, this is not your uncle's Chiefs. I don't know how that works, but this isn't the offensive juggernaut that we're used to seeing, is it? Do we see a lot of points in this game? Does that bode well for the Chiefs? The Chiefs have an amazing secondary. Angel? Chiefs are winning. Chiefs are winning this game. Three, two, Dynasty one, starts go. Sunday. Welcome to the Red Kingdom. Sorry, Broncos fans. I'm sorry. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs. And the over, hammer it. Chiefs win by a mile, actually. It's not going to be close. That'll do it. Good night, Northern Colorado. Bring them up and stop them. Got the KC Chiefs coming.